everybody, and welcome to Manifesting for Lazy Bitches. My name is Amber and I'm your host. Let's be clear though, we aren't actually lazy bitches. We're just unmotivated, uninspired by certain situations and tasks. Spirituality, manifestation and self-development work is a tiring journey to embark on. But the thing is, once you start, you literally can't stop. Don't get me wrong, I'm so pleased that I started this journey. I've learned so much about myself, but the problem is, it's an addiction. But I suppose it's a good addiction though, because you're constantly working on yourself and constantly bettering yourself and, you know, aiming for that higher self. And if it's used in alignment with your true self, then you can completely transform your life and manifest some amazing things. Whether that's big or small, nothing really is a coincidence. One thing about me though is I have ADHD and dyslexia, so I know that my mind and brain don't work the same way that other people's do. So when it comes to manifesting and using certain methods, sometimes I lose focus and get bored really easily. So what I've done is I've adapted these methods and techniques and simplified them down so that they still are really fun to do. I don't lose motivation while I'm doing them, and they've worked for me over the last couple of years. Everyone wants quick and easy results, and so that means that we still have to do the hard work. We still have to dive deep into our traumas so that we can heal ourselves and release those limiting beliefs and do the inner work so that we can allow our manifestations to come to fruition and truly transform our lives. Over the years, I've read hundreds, if not thousands, of self-development books, and they've all had really great methods and techniques, but I've learned the ones that require little effort but still bring maximum results. There are some really great tools available that can assist our transformations, and they have brought my manifestations and desires to make a lot quicker. Last year in 2023, it was my best year at manifesting. At the time, it didn't feel like I was manifesting anything. But looking back, I've manifested so much last year. I manifested a pregnancy, a new car, £10,000 twice, a new house, a first class honours degree. Last year was so wild for me. And I'm so excited to see what 2024 brings, because if I could do all of that last year, imagine what I could do this year. And if you want to join me, then I'll be releasing a new podcast every week. So I'd be really grateful if you could subscribe to this podcast, download this episode, and follow me over on Instagram. I am at Manifesting for Lazy Bitches. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.